the Friday. The Are You Ready for Some Football? A Friday Night Party edition. The Does the Packers season start tonight? Does it start September 11th at Minnesota? Or, like I would argue, did it start on July 27th with the first practice edition? Plus, the Headlines edition. The Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints edition. The Weekend Preview? Is that back too? Edition. The Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week edition. And maybe even a little prize picks for the Packers and 49ers edition. Of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, and of course, WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson's in the Park Bank ESPN Madison studios. And the mayor of Sun Prairie from his undisclosed location, the Packers Hall of Famer, 11-year NFL veteran, lover of the preseason, unlike our friend Gabe Neitzel, it is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. No, I would never want to be a mayor. That would not be my...
What are you more, treasurer?
No.
Vice President of Economic Development?
Queen?
No.
What?
No.
You're just kind of like the figurehead.
Just none of those would... None of those would remotely interest
me. I can tell you this, you're a prince.
No. No, not a prince.
Are you giving it
king.
Up? Like,
I'd rather be king than prince. Since we're going Shakespearean today.
Ooh, oh, I'm ready. I'm ready.
On Macbeth.
Yeah, in having some chats at the Academy, now that football season is starting, tonight is the start of the football season.
Oh, stop.
For the Green Bay Packers. No, it is. There are no more. We're not giving away any themes for the week. So you have to go through what we've talked about, thematically scheme it up, because
what?
We've all become too...
You're playing it close to the vest now.
No, we've all become too... It's all become
who
the same
anointed
stuff.
You king of headlines?
I just told you, I don't want to be mayor. I don't want to be whatever else you said, economic development. I am the king when it comes to headlines.
And I ain't doing headlines.
Why don't you go fold some laundry?
You complain.
Together, that's for sure.
You complain about the lack of preparation that I show. Yeah. Now I finally start preparing.
I don't care how much you prepare. But just for the record, I don't give a rip if you can wing it like Jesse does and just come up with something good at the snap. You love preparing. But you don't prepare either. So just give me good results. I don't care how much you prep.
So you're telling us that now you're not going to unveil what the headline is until we get to the segment, and we got to do it on the fly because we have to have been thinking about all the things we talked about all week and hope that one of the things we think about is the one that you and the Academy chose?
No, I don't think it matters. Now that football is back, I don't even know what any of that means. Now that football is back, you know we play the San Francisco 49ers tonight. You go ahead and figure out what did we talk about over the week that's going to bring everything full circle. I'm not going to tell you it's Shakespearean or it's this. That's up to you. That's how we're doing this moving forward.
And why do you get to decide?
Because I invented it.
He's got an entire academy on his side. Yeah.
We have.
Because he doesn't want to do the work himself.
To the victors go the spoils. We've won consistently, and that's why we're doing it that way. Okay, Muchkin.
By what scorecard have you won consistently?
I've been very fair with the grade. With the grade,
you have not been very good.
Very.
The academy has been meh at best.
Wow.
I agree with Jason.
Jesse and I have won way more than we should, frankly. Given the amount of brain power you guys have on your side. And by brain power, I mean your two brothers, because you just read whatever they send
you. We're more regular season gamers than we are. The off season, we're just trying to work our craft
to
improve. Just like the Green Bay Packers.
But you said tonight the Packers season starts. That's what you and the Academy, much like you've decided how we're doing headlines moving forward, you have decided that tonight is when the season starts.
Yeah, no, first off, don't put words in the Academy's mouth. I'm speaking for me. And I think tonight is when most Packer fans are starting to say, oh, baby. Now you pay attention to training camp, but obviously, if you want to get technical, March 17th is the start of the season, because you start signing players. You can make a really good assumption this year when Aaron Rodgers said, I'm signing to come back to the green and gold. That's when this season started. But for me, tonight, preseason game number one, this is where the rubber hits the road. This is where your season starts, because, correct me if I'm wrong, Jesse, when the little placards come out and they throw those magnetic schedules up and they do the books and all this stuff, when does it say that the Packers season starts? What is the first thing on their schedule?
The first preseason game is at the top.
Interesting.
And then there's a big bowl thing, and then it says regular season.
Then the regular season, you go to bars, and sometimes they put those big things up. But most of them have the preseason games, because you know what? They want people coming in to have Coors Lights to watch games at their bar in the preseason, too. Am I right? Yes, I'm right.
All right. You're using the magnet schedule that your local realtor puts in your mailbox as your main argument for why the preseason game number one is the official start of the football season.
And it's always generic, too. Green Bay football, Wisconsin football, and oh, by the way, if you're selling your house, think of me.
What's on the schedule? What is the first thing scheduled? San Fran at San Fran tonight.
Paula's aunt and uncle are realtors, and I don't think the black market schedule that they send out has the preseason on it, actually.
May I just say, I just want to clarify, I love the magnet schedule.
Jesse, for someone I hear a lot of endorsements, you're bashing the realtor.
I love it.
This guy doesn't put out the magnet schedule, that's why.
There are realtors and banks and automotive groups that I would have never heard of otherwise if not for the magnet schedule that appears in my mailbox every so often. And I love it. And then when they give you the Monday night games on the backside, that's a nice little surprise bonus sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, I love the magnet.
Mm. But you hate the game. You don't want to acknowledge that the magnet is the official start of when Packers football season starts.
I wonder does that increase your realty business? Like, do you think, like, does somebody go over to Tausch's house and sees Joe, the realtor, with the schedule and looks on his fridge and goes, you know what, I've been thinking about selling my house. I think I'll use the guy who sent Tausch the schedule that's on his refrigerator.
They better hope it's Stacy Bruner from Bruner Realty. I can tell you that much.
You better start sending out those schedules right now, then. So, Tausch, you're arguing that tonight is the start of the season. As a player, did you not view the start of training camp as the start of the season?
I'm a fan now. I'm not a player. I'm a fan, and I'm in the media. This is the start of the season. As a player,
you're in the media.
I'm not your type of media. I'm new media, baby. I'm new media. I'm not that old stodgy
big
media.
Tech.
This is new media, baby. Real experiences, player perspective. When you're a player, the season starts when you report either to training camp or to mini camps. No question. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Joe Packer fan. Tonight's the first time a lot of Packer fans are going to sit up and say, oh, there's a game on. Let's see what this team's going to be about. Let's see what Jordan Love is doing. Tonight is the opening salvo for what this 22-23 season is going to be. That's all I'm saying. I'm not talking about from a coach's or from an administrative or from because nobody cares about
reporter.
That at this point.
Yeah.
No, from a reporter standpoint, tonight's your first game, too.
No, the season started July 27th. Do you think most fans agree with you or disagree with you? Because
I know, that's why I asked. That's why I asked.
I know that's why you asked. I'm asking you. You're ornery today.
No, I'm
He's
not,
just
baby.
Fired
I
up for football. He went over the calendar on the fridge, looked at the magnet schedule, said, "Oh man, it's football today."
Jesse's right. I am jacked up to see Jordan Love tonight. I am.
He watched Patriots Giants last night on the NFL Network.
No, I missed that.
Super fired up for football. Do you think, since I know you're curious, which is why you asked, do you think most football fans view that the same way, that the season starts tonight? Or do you think most of them view it as, including our friend Gabe Neitzel, who came on our program yesterday to Flesh It or Flush It, presented by the Gordon Flesh Company, hates preseason to the point that I know he's going to hate watch it. Like some
well, it's
people,
his job. It's my job.
That's what he said. He won't like it, but he's going to watch. Do you think most fans will say no, it starts in Minnesota in week one of the regular season?
I think most fans will say week one in Minnesota.
So you think you're in a minority opinion here?
I do, but I think for diehard Packer fans, which I think, and most Packer fans are diehard.
Yeah, that's true.
I think the fact if Aaron Rodgers was playing, you'd be more apt to watch. But I still believe that with the intrigue of where Jordan Love's at, I think you'll see a lot of eyeballs tonight focusing in, even though it's a Friday night. You're going to see a lot of people's interest level in a preseason game higher than a normal preseason game.
I know my interest level is high, but it's always high. So here's the question. Jesse, you could poll this on when the season starts on the Wilde and Tausch Twitter feed, and we'll see. I actually think that most people will vote for tonight. I think they will. I think Packers fans are a fan base that, while maybe they don't like the quality of play in preseason, they are just excited to see guys in green and gold jerseys back out on the field playing football. I do. I think that it's going to be close, but I'm predicting a win for tonight in that poll question. Now, we could power rank things, but we're going to be talking all about the Packers all show long as we get ready for today's opener at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, against the San Francisco 49ers. Tausch, I think you already tipped your hand, but the number one most intriguing thing about tonight for you is...
The offensive line.
He just
well
said Jordan Love. Did you not just say, say Jordan Love?
Yeah, I can be interested in more than one thing.
The
I'm
number
not,
one
trick pony.
The number one thing you're most interested in is the offensive line.
He did say he's jacked up to see Jordan Love.
Yeah,
so he's
jacked up
for Jordan Love, but he's most intrigued.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jason. I'm not
going to
fit into your old age media box. This is new media, baby. I'm not interested in all that old age media. No, there's a lot of things that I'm intrigued about from tonight. I know, Gabe, and there's a lot of people that feel the same. Oh, Gabe doesn't come. I don't know. The fact that this O-line has taken the beating that it has from this defense and from people up watching practice saying they can't get it done and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And, oh, what are you going to do against Minnesota? Against a good front with live tackling, tonight I want to see, is anybody step up? Is there somebody that's going to get that Tony Maul bump where, wow, he blocked Bosa a few times, or he was able to stop Freddie Varner on a blitz? Whatever it might look like, that's what I'm looking for tonight. Is anybody going to elevate themselves and grab a hold of one of those wide-open spots that Matt LaFleur is talking about? I'm an O-line guy, so that's part of probably why that's my focus. But I think there's a lot of people, including some old media like you, that is going to look at it and say, huh, is this O-line going to be any good? And that's where your head's at, and I think that's where my head's at. So it's nice that the old and new mesh. That's the most intriguing thing. Jordan Love's going to be the headline maker, but I think the old line for me is going to be the meat and potatoes of what tonight's going to be about.
All right, can you explain to me how you can be new media but be so anti-Big Tech? Like, I feel like Big Tech is tied very directly into new media.
It's a perspective. It's not a platform.
It's a mentality.
A way of being.
Yeah. I would expect you to understand that.
Yeah, because I'm being old media. Yeah.
Changing of the guard right here.
Oh, by the way, radio hasn't been around for like 150 years or anything. I know podcasts are newer and Wisconsin On Demand is newer.
I literally just told you it's not about platform. It's about mentality. I don't know what else I don't know how else I can explain this to you.
Yes, because former players in the media is a new concept, too. That's a totally new mentality of having former outstanding Packers Hall of Famers delivering their insights about the game. Totally new concept and a new mentality.
Mean. Yeah, that's not nice.
Now, he doesn't get it. And I don't, because he's old media, I understand why he doesn't get it. I get it because I'm new media, and new media doesn't bother me. I ain't worried about Jason getting after me about trying to act if I'm old media or new media. So no worries here. We're all good.
What is the number one thing you're most intrigued by for tonight's Packers opener?
Or jacked up for?
Or you could say Jordan Love. And apparently you could also say the offensive line. You don't have to pick. Do whatever the hell you want. Just pick something and then pick something else. 844-770-3776. That is the old National Bank talk and text line. What are you most, number one, most jacked up at? What are you most intrigued by for tonight's Packers opener, which some might say kicks off the 2022 season? 844-770-3776. That is the Old National Bank talk and text line. Old National Bank, get old. We can debate what the number one thing is that you should be interested in tonight's preseason opener. What we cannot debate is the number one window replacement partner that we have, and we can't debate that they have to have the largest expanse of area in the exposition hall at State Fair Park. That, of course, is Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's always window season, and it's always Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin for the Wilde and Tausch team. It's not very often you'll find a deal this good on such a premium brand. But right now, at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, you can have beautiful Pella windows installed on your home and pay just 2.99% financing. That is locked in for 10 years. And if you're looking at inflation and everything else, the costs are in 2.99%. What a deal. But if you'd rather skip the financing, you can choose Pella's famous patented blinds or shades between the glass on their lifestyle or impervia patio doors for free. Don't miss that incredible offer. And here we go, baby, the Wisconsin State Fair. Get on out there. Check out the expo booth somewhere between D307 and 406. It is a big spot out there at the Jesse's killing me there at the Wisconsin State Fair. Big Expo Center. Schedule your appointment by August 31st, and you can enter to win something that everybody could use, an iPad Pro or an AirPod Pro, if you schedule your appointment by August 31st. Again, when you're walking around with a cream puff, just check out D307 406. It's beautiful out there. Or you can visit PellaWI.com. Ugh.
We've already gone off the rails 17 minutes
ago. I have to stop looking at Jesse when I'm doing that read, because I get to impervia now, and I know where it's going, and I'm trying to be stoic. How long is the State Fair going on till?
I believe the 14th is the last day, so we're almost
there. Oh, this is it this weekend?
No. This might be it.
Oh man,
I'm gonna do an extra Monday just to finish strong. Because I'm assuming the state is still open Monday. I don't know what day the 14th is.
Sunday.
But get on out there when you're out at the state fair with a cream puff and doing a Ferris wheel, whatever.
Slurpee in one hand, yeah. A pencil in the other.
How many fairs do you think end on a Monday?
It's a bonus day. They got to break everything down in section D307 through D406. 844.
It might be a new age fair. A new fair might go till Monday.
New media, not new age, because then you're never mind. That's the quarterback that's new agey. 844-770-3776. Number one thing about tonight's opener. Preseason opener that you are most intrigued by. 844-770-3776. That is the Old National Bank talk and text line. We'll get to some of yours, and I'll get to mine next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Tito's Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Find recipes and learn about their story at titosvodka.com.
The Packers open the season.
Just cause everybody doing what they are doing.
The preseason.
If one thing I know,
tonight at San Francisco against the 49ers in Santa Clara at Levi's Stadium. Aaron Rodgers won't play. He's not on a 10-day vacation like Tom Brady apparently, but he won't play. Jordan Love will get the start. Let me make sure I don't misrepresent Tausch's position. He's jacked to see Jordan Love play, but the number one thing he's most interested in is the offensive line play.
Correct. From an old head, that's a really good assessment.
How much longer are we going to stick with this? Are we going to do this all show?
I don't know. Well,
Mr. New Media?
Probably just for today. Yeah, just for today.
Okay.
Because new media doesn't throw that in your face.
Sure, it evolves quickly, too, from what I understand. All right, so those are two good ones, and I'm sure we're going to get a lot of responses that say one or the other. I'm going to go off the board a little bit. I'm going to say the special teams. A lot of the guys that are going to be on special teams tonight, at least during the first half of the game, are going to be the guys that are going to be on special teams when the season starts, the regular season starts. Because they need to see what they've got in their protection units and what they've got in their return units and their coverage units. And we keep talking about Rich Bisaccia. Well, let's see what happens when the rubber hits the road. Let's see if they can scheme up a decent return, which doesn't happen very often in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Let's see if they can cover a kick. Let's see if Gabe Berkich can kick a field goal without it getting blocked. He may miss it, but at least he'll get it off. Let's see how the long snapping is. For all of the attention that we spent from the day after they lost to the same San Francisco 49ers to end their season, I want to see how far their special teams has come, even with not all the pieces that'll be there on opening day in Minnesota. I want to see how far they've come starting tonight. Is this in your top of your list or not really?
Not really. I think the big thing with special teams in the preseason is just getting enough guys out on the field, which I guess would be a good start since Green Bay hasn't always done that either. So I am intrigued about kind of the progression of how many starters are going to be playing on special teams. That's more intriguing to me than a kicker that's not going to be the kicker. That doesn't really intrigue me.
Sure.
I'm not overly intrigued by long snapping. I guess maybe if you see the mentality shift, that might be something. But for preseason football, I think special teams is always a cluster you-know-what.
Sure.
It just is. And I think there's always a lot of yelling, but the coaches are sitting there, and I think they're kind of thinking, I get it. It's really hard to keep that organized because guys are getting cut. Guys are injured, and you got guys that don't do it. the core group is, I guess, what you're interested in with what with which Bisaccia brought a couple of guys over from the Las Vegas Raiders to be his core guys, seeing how those guys will kind of take ownership of the group. But I don't know if you'll see that tonight. So that's why special teams isn't overly interesting, because I don't think you're going to learn much. I think that's the biggest part of it.
Well, my point is that, yes, there's a list of players who aren't going to play tonight, right? From Aaron Rodgers on down. Alan Lazard. Guess what? Alan Lazard is now your number one wide receiver. He said it himself. His special teams days are donezo. He's not going to play special teams anymore. They can't afford to risk him now.
He's, that might be good, right? I mean, he was one of the special teamers on a special teams that sucked.
Well, he was probably one of the best ones they had on a special teams that sucked. But
okay.
my point is that the Dallin Levitts and the Keyshawn Nixons, the two guys that came over from the Raiders, they're both playing. They're not valuable enough, no offense, to be in that special veteran group that isn't going to play. Amari Rodgers is going to return kicks. Randy Ramsey and Jonathan Garvin are going to be on coverage units. Like, I think most of the guys that are going to be their core special teams guys are guys that are going to have to play tonight. And so I want to see if there's, I'm not saying it's got to be a finished product, I just want to see progress. And I think that's one of the things that everyone should be watching for when it comes to the special teams.
Hey, why on earth does the NFL make teams travel as far as it, why can't they just localize this and have, these are the teams you're playing in the preseason. Why on earth are we, you want to talk about carbon footprint and all this other stuff? We don't need to be flying out to San Fran to play a game. Play the Indianapolis Colts, play the Tennessee Titans. Boom. Problem solved. What are we doing here?
You're right. If you were hoping for an argument here, because you seem to be kind of
it's just
for that
dumb
today. I couldn't agree with you more. Play the play your division rivals, right? So let's
Why can't you play your division rivals? You really think they're doing everything vanilla anyways, right? We're not doing any exotic blitz packages. You know the personnel already anyways. Now the guys are playing.
You want Baltimore and Pittsburgh to play each other the preseason. There's some bad blood in that rivalry. Just because the Packers rivals are No.
I understand
teams.
Why they don't, but let's not act like it's the end of the world if Green Bay plays Detroit in a preseason game. Nobody's going to care.
I feel like
Detroit's going to say, oh, great, we get to measure up against the depth of I get why they don't do it. I'm not going to sit here and act as if that would be insanely I don't think it's as big a deal as everybody else
does.
You have
such a good idea.
Fine.
Why did you get derailed with the division thing? Like, you are 1,000% right. Yes, you are.
I'm saying it's not that big a deal if they have to play the Detroit Lions in the preseason. Trust me, the players would much rather fly to Detroit than to fly to San Jose.
Well,
I can guarantee you that.
I do declare.
The teams they normally play, like if I think back to previous preseasons, it's always like
Tennessee.
The Browns, Tennessee,
Kansas City.
Those are like the three that are always there.
Yeah.
And Seattle would play the Chargers, the Raiders, and the Broncos or whatever. Yeah, you're right. 1,000% right. Call your guy, Raj.
Well, there you go.
Ask him what he's thinking.
Dumb. No, it is completely nonsensical to fly out your team to San Francisco for a pre. It makes no. And the same thing, San Fran to come to Green Bay. Dumb.
Well, I mean, the Packers do stink in California the last few years. Maybe they wanted a preseason opportunity to get used to the
travel. You're talking about they beat San Francisco on the road and lost to them at home. What are you talking about? They stink out in California.
That one, was that LaFleur's first year where their three losses were the 49ers,
hey, bro,
the Chargers?
What do I. Eddie Lacy. Just think Eddie Lacy. What? Three Lacy. Years ago is eternity.
Sorry.
It's
Eddie
21
Lacy.
Years ago.
Forgot,
get out of here.
I
with
forgot
that.
Eddie Lacy. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Will Whitaker, for those of us that are a little bit older. If you missed yesterday, you missed a lot. Including our friend Gabe Neitzel, who continued this morning when I joined Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. 7 to 9 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, insisting that the preseason sucks. And now he's got Chewy on board with him. Hey, he was telling me too. Preseason sucks. They're going to watch. Chewy might even stay up late enough to watch. Well, you heard Gabe state his case for why the preseason should be abolished. If you missed it, you can find it on Wisconsin On Demand. Presented by Grubel Offices. One call. That's all. Thanks to David and his team for their constant support of this show. And, of course, of Wisconsin On Demand. Grubel Offices. One call. That's all. The Packers are traveling to California. They traveled there yesterday. They're playing tonight. What are the things that you are most intrigued by in the first preseason game? You can say nothing. That's what Gabe would say. But we will do our green and gold game preview and take a look at certain aspects of that matchup next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Edition of Wilde and Tausch as the season, or the preseason, depending on how you view it, kicks off tonight at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. And Tausch is 1,000% right. I think they should play all these games regionally. It makes no sense. I don't know what the benefits are.
It's just nonsensical. It's nonsensical. And sensical.
Jesse, we asked what people are most intrigued by / jacked up about, since those apparently are two different answers for some.
Very different.
What do we got on the Old National Bank text portion of the talk and text line in terms of what people are intrigued / jacked up about?
This is probably a case leading off for those who are anti-preseason. Justin in Middleton, one of our great fans of the show, text on the Old National Bank talk and text line, 844-770-3776.
Can I guess?
Sure.
No one getting hurt.
No. Good guess, though.
Oh, okay.
Not quite right. Justin in Middleton, most intrigued to see how new punter Pat O'Donnell does. Perhaps he'll be better than Bohorquez.
Bohorquez was pretty good until it got cold, and then he was not very good.
You loved Bohorquez, too. You loved him. You were on his train, the Bohorquez train.
I was on the Bohorquez train, yeah. Bojo. Big leg, not so good with the hands.
You know what I don't like? The unfortunate part of this whole deal is I think O'Donnell got brought in for holding, and the fact that Mason Crosby's not getting reps with him, that concerns me. Even though they're best buddies, and I think they're living together and whatever else.
Not anymore, but yes. Is it possible, though, because they had Hunter Bradley as their long snapper. Then they cut him for Steven Wirtel. Now, Steven Wirtel didn't even make it to the first preseason game. Now it's Jack Coco.
Start of the season, yeah.
Jack Coco, Coco Beware.
Coco.
Who had never snapped for punts. And, interesting path for him, at Georgia Tech, snapped for field goals and extra points for 3 years, then got a scholarship as a tight end and stopped snapping his last year at Georgia Tech. And now he's snapping for everything.
Yeah,
I don't think he's the guy either. He might be like guy of the future, and you got 16 practice squad spots, so you keep him there. But I don't know how good I feel if I'm the Packers going into the regular season with him snapping either. Jesse, what other intrigue / jacked up facts are on the list on the talk and text line?
Tim in Waukesha texts in, I'm intrigued to see if Trey Lance will continue the trend of the 49ers feeding the Packers their lunch.
Yeah, I guess from my perspective, obviously San Francisco was in the NFC Championship last year, knocked out Green Bay, Shanahan, everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
there is intrigue just to see what that looks like, because we all assume San Fran will be in the mix. He ain't making big waves with a first-time quarterback. I just don't think that's going to be the case. That's going to be their Achilles heel throughout this season. But it will be interesting to watch what he does. But that's if Green Bay puts out a bunch of studs on their defense, which I can't imagine they're going to do tonight.
And think, the Packers could have had all those draft picks that the 49ers gave up to go get Trey Lance. I guess I'm wondering...
talking about trading Aaron Rodgers to San Fran and getting all those draft picks and having Jordan Love as the guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's your storyline.
No, the storyline is that the 49ers tampered with Aaron Rodgers and nothing will ever come of it. I am curious... Is Jimmy G is still on their team, right? Like, he's still on their payroll?
Yeah, he's going to get traded to the Browns.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Prediction of the weekend, before we even get to headlines, is that the San Francisco 49ers, Deshaun Watson gets suspended for the year, probably today. The San Francisco 49ers trade Jimmy G during the game tonight to the Cleveland Browns for a sixth round with a possible conditional fifth if he plays enough snaps. That's my prediction.
Wow. So let me get this straight.
That's oddly specific.
So the Cleveland Browns will have given up a king's ransom to acquire a quarterback that they knew was under a likely suspension of anywhere between 6 games to a year.
Talent out.
Paid him $243 million or whatever it is they're paying him. Guaranteed.
Yep.
And his talent is so vast that they are going to live an entire season without him and trade for another former starter from someone else's team to get them through this season and got rid of a former number one overall pick that they had selected, who was the latest in the line of first-round quarterbacks that they had selected after Tim Couch and after Johnny Manziel and then Baker Mayfield. If they are not the extreme proof of Tausch's oasis mirage in the desert, drink the sand, they may be the greatest example of that ever.
They're a great example of an owner who doesn't know football getting involved in football. That's what that's an example of.
No. They are dreaming fearlessly. Some might say irresponsibly. I don't think that they're probably smart enough to be insured carefully either over there with that team. But we're smart enough to be that.
And fam, they're partners with the Packers. They're also partners with the Milwaukee Brewers. And Brewers fans, American Family Insurance wants you and 5 friends to experience the Brewers game day of a lifetime at American Family Field this September. You can win a true VIP Brewers tailgate, tickets to the game, Christian Yelich autographed gear, and more. And it's simple. Enter today at amfam.com/brewers. That's amfam.com/brewers for an unbelievable game day experience down at AmFam Field. No purchase necessary. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
The green and gold game preview is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
Begins tonight. That means our year of our green and gold game preview begins now.
Let's take a closer look at this week's matchup.
We got to do a great job of consistently moving the chains.
Not many people combine speed, power, moves, all in one.
This is the green and gold game preview.
All right, right, guys. First up, normally.
What? Hey, Jesse, just wait a second. Did we do this with the opening of training camp?
No, we didn't. No,
oh, we didn't. Did we?
No.
It's called the game preview, not the season preview. It's called the game preview.
Did we do this with the draft? We didn't. Interesting. Did we do it when the start of the football season, whatever, February 15th?
Start.
March 15th.
February 15th, that's
no,
my birthday.
No, we didn't.
Thanks.
Whatever.
Shut up.
What could you see from Jordan Love tonight to make you feel good about his potential to still be the future quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, Tausch?
Ball out on time with accuracy. That's all I'm worried about tonight. I don't need to see him rip-roaring and do it. I want to see five steps, ball out. I want to see five steps, ball out. I want to see take a couple of shots. Confidence, control of the line of scrimmage, a great understanding of what you're trying to get done. I don't need him to go down and score 30 points, but I want to see them move the football. I want to see him get into a rhythm, and I want to see him throwing the football accurately on time. He does that, I walk out of here, you know, coming in Monday morning. I think Packer fans will be thinking, boy, I love the progression of Jordan Love. I'm not going to write him off as, you know, he could still be our guy when and if, whenever Aaron Rodgers decides to call it.
It's a great summary of what we want to see. My question is, do you think we'll see that?
Well, that's why we watch.
That is why we watch. But I just, having watched practice, I think five steps and the ball out would be great.
Yep.
I want to see if guys get open off the line of scrimmage so he can do that. And I'm still not convinced that five-step drops and ball out will be quick enough at times tonight with the way that offensive line has looked. But I agree. That's what I want to see as well. Jesse, what's next?
This is a how-to guide for me and other fans to watch the game tonight because the offensive line is top of mind. What should fans actually watch for to assess the performance of the Packers' offensive line? Tausch?
Well, I mean, you want little to no leakage. I just want to see guys competing and letting, you know, getting where the quarterback can get his five steps, make a progression, get the ball out. I'm not asking them to do the 7-8 second holds that we've seen some of the really good offensive lines during Aaron Rodgers' era do. I want to see him come off, move the, you know, running the football, being aggressive, because you can't really get that. The fits are all, they try to give you fits. But you still want to see that running back get out into space. But from a pass protection standpoint, I want to see guys win their one-on-one battles and competing. Because during training camp, yeah, you do your one-on-ones, but there's all kinds of space. When you lined up and you're next to a guard, and there's stunts and there's twists, there's blitzes, it gets a little complicated. I want to see that unit be able to pick some stuff up and give the quarterback some time. And if you see that more often than not, there's going to be some plays. Everybody knows there'll be some leakage. There'll be some plays where somebody gets through. I don't want to see that consistently because from what it sounds like from Jason and Domofsky, there have been too many jailhouse-type rushes where it's been a complete blank. Quarterback hasn't even been able to get his feet set to throw the football. That's what you don't want to see. You want to at least give Jordan Love a chance to have a chance tonight.
Yeah, here's what I don't want to see. I don't want to see any lookout blocks. It's okay if you get beat, but no lookout blocks. Jesse, you know what a lookout block is?
Look out!
That's exactly what it is. I got beat off the line of scrimmage. I didn't even get a hand on the guy. And all you can do is yell to the quarterback to look out. And there have been those on behalf of all of those young offensive linemen that have been working with the ones. All of them have had that so far during camp in 11-on-11. All right, what else you got, Jesse?
Usually this final question in our Greeting Gold game preview is the Packers win tonight if blank and Tausch yells turnovers. But it's different for the preseason.
We don't do this for the start of training camp, you know.
Matt LaFleur will describe tonight as a success if blank. Fill in that blank, Tausch.
That's a really good question, Jesse. I think the big thing tonight, here's what he's going to say. He's going to say, nobody got injured. But that's not what he really means. I think he wants to see his lines of scrimmage play incredibly physical and see the tackling part of it, which you don't do, if any, at training camp. How is the tackling look? How sloppy is it? I think the also are going to look from a penalty standpoint. He wants to see his team play a clean football game. Is that possible when it's the first preseason game on the road when you haven't tackled? No, it's not. But I think those are the things coaches look for in preseason. How's the tackling look? And are we more physical than the San Francisco 49ers? Those are the two things. All the other stuff is just nice window dressing things. Who wins the battle of line of scrimmage? Are we going to be a physical, tough football team? And tonight will be a good indicator of where they are as a group.
You can't out-touch the touch. So I am not going to say turnovers specifically. But two things. One, are they just able to function offensively? And that's going to come down to whether the offensive line can clear a little bit of space for their running backs, you know, B.J. Baylor and Tyrone Goodson. And then secondly, are they going to be able to get a good evaluation of Jordan Love, and is he going to throw picks or not? Because is he going to make good decisions even under duress, or is he going to throw picks? Because if he avoids turnovers, which is obviously what Aaron Rodgers has been great at throughout his career, he can trend a little bit more toward being a guy that you could envision as a starter. But if he turns the ball over in the first time out of the shoot, that's going to make them worry even more about his readiness if something were to happen to Rodgers. That is our Green and Gold game preview. To preview the first game, the preseason opener tonight at San Francisco, we will kick off the 10 o'clock hour, and we'll do it in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.